Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Stinky Thompson.
Okay.
Sticky.
Oh, you're sticky. You're not stinky.
No, not.
Thompson, are you excited? We have an amazing special guest via Thailand, from Texas, from San Francisco, and all points east, south, and west. The one and only Cassandra Noonan.
Hello. I'm excited to have coffee with you today, Thompson.
Yeah.
So, Thompson, Cassandra's just come back from Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia. Have you ever been to Thailand, Vietnam, or Cambodia?
No.
Well, would you like to learn about it? Why don't you ask some questions? What would you like to know about it?
I would like to know about a state called Maine.
Maine? I've never been to Maine, so I actually...
Maine's the tail of the United States.
It's the tail?
So you pull Maine out of Southeast Asia.
Don't they have, like, some syrup up there or something?
Do they have maple syrup? I'm sure they have maple syrup in Maine. Okay. No, we're doing this.
By the way, I'm gonna get my states and capitals, but to show you.
Well, would you like to know about Texas? You've been to Texas. Where in Texas have you been?
Lots of places.
Now, whereabouts? Have you been to Houston?
Yeah, Houston.
Have you been to Houston?
Oh yeah, several times, unfortunately.
Oh, you're not a fan of Houston.
I'm an Austinite. Like, I love Austin. Like, Dallas, Fort Worth is great. Fort Worth is better than Dallas. Austin's the end all.
So, what's the matter with Houston though? I understand Austin is awesome because I love Austin too. I mean, McKinney Falls was a revelation. I never saw more rattlesnakes or cottonmouths in my life. But it's still beautiful.
So I there's a comedian who goes by Tater Salad.
I got Ron White. I got Tater Salad. I got all them old boys.
He explains why you don't like, why no one likes Houston. It is like the armpit of Texas. So there's always it's the smell. Houston has like a funky smell.
East side of Houston stinks. Stinkadina.
You have this paper mill that like wafts in and. Yeah, it's so humid, like the smells stick around you. Now, my good friend Josh, he's with Rice University or Baylor. I don't know. He's
Rice.
Kind of scientist who floats around between Austin and Houston. He loves it down there. Loves it. But he also lives in Austin part-time. So I'm like, make up your mind. He's like, I like both. I'm living both. So.
Well, I lived in Houston 3 times in 3 different parts. And I like Houston, but it is hot as the devil. Hot as the devil's underwear, really. Because, I mean, it's like 4 in the morning and you come out and you just burst like a water balloon because you're just sticky. It's like 85 degrees in the middle of the night. It never, ever gets cool.
Yeah, so Southeast Asia was a little easier on me because...
Than Houston?
Well...
It was easier than Houston. Vietnam, where you can cook things in your pants, is nicer than Houston.
Well, I went during, like, technically monsoon season, even though we didn't really have that much rain. We got just lucky, like, with where we were hitting, like, the rain had just left. But because I was living in Texas for the past 2 years, my buddy's been in San Francisco the past 4 years.
Oh, he must have suffered.
And he was just like... I'm so tired of being damp. And I'm like, damp? It hasn't rained. He's like, it's my sweat. Like, it's like, you just, oh. But I didn't, like, I knew how to dress in it. I knew how to, like, get around, like, and be comfortable in that kind of weather. So it was a little, it wasn't so hard. Plus, like, if you just end up at the beach at the end of it all, and you're like, oh, those sweaty days were worth it. Like,
is there always an offshore breeze? I mean, is there air conditioning by nature? Or is it still stagnant, salt-soaking, drain-you
I mean, it depends on where you're at. You know, Saigon, we got pretty good weather, but that's because there was, like, storms coming and going. So, you know, on the days that there wasn't a storm, there was wind blowing in the next storm. Like, Siem Reap in Cambodia, no. Just hot. There's no water. Like, it's the land of, like, there's water, but it's all, like, marshes. There's no ocean.
Oh, I wonder. Because, you know, you got to keep a good supply of mosquitoes on hand to transmit your deadly tropical diseases.
Oh, yeah. And
did you get sick at all?
I got sick one night in Rayleigh, and that had more to do with we would like go out and you know, you've been swimming all day. Your hair is never quite dry. You're never quite dry. There's always like the late night like storm. And then you go to bed with a fan in a bungalow. And then it kind of gets cold because like in Rayleigh, you are just right there. You've got the ocean like breeze. Like it gets chilly at night a little bit. And you're going to bed wet. So one night I just kind of like, I could tell I was getting sick. So I went and I ate so much food. I ate like Thai pancake for dessert. I was like, give me some Penang. I want
to Thai pancake? What's Thai pancake?
Thai pancakes are like these really thin, like almost like
fluffy. Like a blintz or something?
It's like a crepe that's like folded in. So they stuff it with like bananas, pineapples. Oh, I had a really good one that was peanut butter and honey and banana. Ooh. And it's like really light pastry. And then they fold it in. And then you eat it, and it's like you cut it. They cut it up into squares, and you just it's so good.
Is it like as big as a tortilla, like a big as a flour tortilla, or is it as big as a corn tortilla?
Flour tortilla squared. It comes like in a square, so like they fold in the edges of the batter of like this really thin, like crepe like kind of like donut or not donut. Pancake. I had donuts this morning.
we love donuts a lot. My God.
I went for a bagel. I came out with two donuts. I was like, not exactly what I was supposed to have.
Welcome home to America, land of Polish pastry.
Oh, my goodness. Especially in Texas. Like, we have West Texas where they have, like, the Kolache Bakery. And it's an unforgivable sin. Like, unforgivable sin to go from between Austin and Dallas and not stop at West Texas and get, like, a box of kolaches for, like, whoever you're going to see.
In Houston, there's one down on Long Point Road, just about darn near to Gessner, and it is boom. And it's just a little shack in the, you know, in the parking lot of a strip mall.
Yeah.
And you just drive through the window, and they send you a box of those kolaches. And that is something, ironically, that's got to be, like, Czech or something, because it's not Polish. Because we got all the Polish up north.
It's called the Czech stop.
I never heard of them.
So it's called the Czech stop. And so it's like there's all these Czechoslovakian towns in the middle of central Texas.
And that's the second largest ethnic group in Texas is Czechs.
Is it?
Yep. Germans first, Czechs second.
What about the Hispanics?
Third.
They're actually number one. There's more Hispanics.
They're now? That has changed since I was last
more
there.
There's Hispanics and Caucasians in Texas now. According to the last census, like Caucasians.
Well, that would be, what, 2012?
Yeah.
Well, my information is 15 years out of date,
then. Yeah, just a little. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, we're out of time for part one. We're coming back for part two.